systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is Wednesday, June 17th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 206 of the Jam Hole Free Comedy Podcast, coming out live from Kalispell, Montana. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. You seem a little winded. Are you okay?
Yeah, thank you. And don't ever say that. Right before the show. You better make this kaboom good, you motherfucker. Or no sex tonight. Rah,
rah. I didn't say that.
She threatens me. She does that.
Threatening with the kaboom.
Everything. She's like, if this kaboom isn't up here, she's got like a little kaboom scale. And if it doesn't hit in the red, she's like, oh, no sex. Sweatpants are on.
I don't even have sweatpants.
I know. That's cool, though. But yeah, thank you guys so much. We are keeping you company live right now. Episode 206, the Wednesday night show. If you are listening live at thejamhole.com/live, you would know that you can go to thejamhole.com/feedback, type shit, we'll read it on the show. Or give us a call, 406-204-4687. When I die, I'm going to heaven.
Will you stop that, please?
I've been doing that all
day.
Fucking day. And all
driving
last night.
Driving me nuts.
And all last night. I just want you to know how it feels to be me. Because it doesn't really happen so much anymore. But like, when I was, you know, I don't know, maybe just a few weeks ago, a few months ago, just whenever I'm hanging out with people and they're like, oh man, you rap? And I'm like, yeah, I rap. And they're like, oh, me too. And then from that point on, the whole fucking night, they're spitting these stupid fucking freestyles that it's just, it's dumb. It's like little nursery rhymes. Like, I give a fuck that you, oh, I hate it. So I was demonstrating.
So you're picking at me because you hate it.
Well, right, because there's no one else here, obviously. So
you're taking it all out on me, which
is not
a good idea.
No.
I didn't do anything to you.
I did
nothing to you.
I was not taking
you
it out.
Stop being mean to me. Stop rhyming at me. Get up. Hey. Oh, get up.
Is it my turn to talk?
Yes.
Okay. Shh. I wasn't taking it out on you. I was simply demonstrating a point that, hey, hip-hop, it's not all fun and games. It may look fun. It may even sound fun. It's fun to dance to. It's fun to listen to. But motherfuckers, I swear to God, if I'm out in town and you're like, hey, that's that kid that book was written about, the Book of Matthew. Oh, I'm going to go up to him and spit some lines. No.
Don't do that.
Take those lines, chew them up, and fucking swallow them. Because I don't want them. Okay?
Okay.
I have books full of them. But yeah, so I was doing that like the whole fucking day, just being totally stupid with it. And I enjoyed it.
I did not.
Holy Christ. So much going on in the world today. Are you listening?
I try not to most days.
Anybody out there?
No.
Is this reaching anyone?
No.
So if you guys were listening to the intro, whether it be in podcast form or right here, right
Harry
now,
Potter,
live.
You're my favorite boy.
Harry
I got you a present at
erototoys.com. That song.
That is so amazing.
Just to show that, hey, we can wizard rock out too, son. We wizard rock out with our lizard cocks out.
Yeah.
Nah? Uh-huh. See that? That was like quadruple soliloquy. Silly liloquies.
Whoa.
We're getting just silly with it. It's fantastic. So,
Good, so.
Can I talk to Josh real quick? Is Josh from the Big Mouse podcast here?
Okay. I don't know.
Check this out, Josh. This is bugging the shit out of me. You know how in the show he has... Towards the end of their show, Big Mouse Podcast, they're part of podcastgangbang.com. Go there, you'll see all seven of our shows. They're awesome, they're fantastic. Towards the end of his show, he does this thing about the anonymous boob thread. You've heard this? You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
I didn't get that episode. I didn't hear it yet.
Well, sorry. He does it with every episode.
Oh, well, yeah.
How
I
he's
hear
like,
him saying...
chicks, send in pictures of your boob. Okay.
I'm on
Josh,
there.
Listen to me. I can't help but feel awkward and embarrassed whenever he does that. It is the most desperate attempt to see boobs ever. Like, I don't know if you know this or not, bro, but we're on the internet.
You can get pictures of thousands of pairs of boobs for your mosaic.
I know. And that's what he says it's for. But we all know that maybe Megan's not...
It's just his little private jerk bang.
Maybe she's not giving it up as much as, you know, she used to, perhaps. She's like, hey, I got a ring. I don't need to do nothing. But no, it's just something weird that whenever I listen to it, it's like the fucking podcast ads certain shows have in it. Like... Are you in too much credit card debt? That's the bang. Oh, I can recite that whole fucking thing. But with Josh's thing, it's so... I get embarrassed when I hear him begging his fans for pictures of boobs. Like, you could say for every picture of a boob, you're going to give $10 to AIDS research. Wouldn't make it any fucking better, dude. We all know it's bullshit. Like, you can't cure AIDS. Come on. Get with the program. But no, it just makes me feel awkward, and I don't know. I hope it's working out.
Let him be a child. He wants to see boobies. Let him see boobies.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
He's only gotten like 3 people to respond to that.
I
didn't even respond to that. He fucking stole mine off the page and then put it in his fucking little jerk
because bank. That was your fucking fault.
Yeah, but at least they have the jam hole stickers.
If you sing happy birthday to me, I'll show you my tits. What? Are you for reals? Oh, man. Hey, if you suck my cock, I'll sing happy birthday to you every day.
Yeah, well, at least it's just a picture of my chest with jam hole stickers over. At the
no, yeah,
TV,
and that's
so
cool.
That's
it
cool.
Just... It's weird to me just the way he's going about it. It seems very... It's like the dude in California that goes to the bus stops and there's, you know, all these chicks that just get off the bus and he's like, hey, I'll make you famous. Like that, it seems real skeezy. I don't know. Just maybe be ask better or something. I don't fucking know.
No.
So, today, what the... fuck is going on today? People completely nuts today at work.
Really?
Really. Like
your
today,
place?
Yeah. Today I had no fucking water out today, so I had
the
to
salt
do
route.
The salt route. It's the one that I do every once in a while. It's the every 2 month route. Usually salt routes are on a 3 month rotation.
That's the day where I get to hear, I'm so scared of spiders. I don't want to get in small spaces. I'm so scared. I want to do this.
Fuck you.
Like the day before, you're like, oh, I don't have a route tomorrow. Oh, but I got a salt route.
Yeah.
Oh.
And like I said, every normal salt route's on a 3 month rotation. These people are special. They get it every 2 months. But just weird fucking shit, it seemed like. The first one, this crazy lady, like, I pull up into her driveway, and at first I think it's a kid. Because there's like a hoodie on and a hood pulled up, and usually... women don't tend to wear hoodies with their hoods on, you know? Like, they'll have a gardener's hat or something like that. And this was before it started raining and shit. And I pull up, and she has this weird look on her face. And she comes up to the truck, and she just starts going off. And the whole time she's talking to me, she's like, I told the guy 2 months ago not to come. I called the office and I told them I will just come pick up my salt, and they didn't understand it last time, so it was a whole big fucking to-do that we had to come back out there and pick up salt, and this bitch is on fucking meds. She is crazy. She said the same thing like 4 times.
Like my mother
does. And I'm
like,
okay, I will call the office and let them know. No, because you see, last time, this isn't last time! Oh, and she's got this weird hairy mole thing going on.
Good.
I know. So the whole time, it's so gross, so foul. Like the whole time.
Were you watching the mole instead of her?
I was watching.
That's why she said things over and over again, because she's used to people paying attention to her mole and not listening.
No, she's crazy.
Are you sure?
Which is why, yes, because I called the office and I was like, can you please take this bitch off the fucking run? They're like, oh yeah, she's crazy. She's on a lot of meds. No shit. Obviously, the meds are not to remove her hairy fucking moles. But like, I'm not looking at the moles so much as I'm watching the hair that's growing out of the moles sway back and forth in the breeze. Okay. I swear to God, like, the hair was doing the wave. It was mocking me. It was like, hey, look at me. Hey, hey, what do you, hey, look over here. I'm like, no, I don't want to look at you. I know what it is. It's gross. It's fucking disgusting.
Oh, God.
So, and she just fucking over and over. And I'm like, in the truck, she comes up. So I have to open the door because I don't want to roll the fucking window down for some reason. I don't even know what I was thinking. And like, it's in reverse and I'm pretty much rolling backwards. And she's like, following me. Her mole is like following me. Ugh. Like, I was seriously, no shit, I was waiting for like aliens or spider webs to come shooting tentacles. It was an anime tentacle sex scene about to fucking happen, and it creeped me the fuck out.
Were you
gonna
get raped by some alien tentacle thing?
The fucking tentacles were coming out of the 5 fucking moles that were all over her face, and they were gonna like wrap me up, and then here comes the big dick looking tentacle that splits into 5 little dick looking tentacles, and I'm like, oh god, not my butt, please, not my butt, oh god, and it just, ugh. And then finally, I'm like, okay, ma'am, I apologize that it's like, whenever people go to her place, whether or not she's at home, it affects her negatively for some reason. She was crazy. Like, I don't even know, dude. I wish I would have been able to record the conversation.
I'm sorry you had to deal with that.
Fucking nuts.
You're home now. It's okay.
I know. So then...
So then, even more, Ben, the more crazy people.
Three in a fucking row. And that's why I wrote down, why is everyone nuts today? Hey, Kalispell, are you cool?
No.
Because,
they're not.
Whoa, Kalispell. Like, you guys, holy Christ. I have no idea what the fuck is wrong with you guys today. So this guy, the sheet, you know, there's different instructions for different houses. If they're not going to be home, usually they'll say just go ahead and go in. Maybe leave it at the door, or fill up the salt tank but only keep it halfway full, you know, just little instructions like that. So I pull into this place, and I know I remember, cuz you know I've done this route before. So I go down.
No, wait. Red Fox says that asbestos must be getting down to you guys.
I know. It is, too. It's
it
like
has
dust.
To be.
It's dust in the wind.
It's airborne shit.
All we are is dust in the wind.
Right.
But, yeah, maybe. Does that make people crazy? I thought it
probably
just made their lungs bleed a lot.
Maybe it makes this batch of people crazy. I don't know. So, there's instructions for people.
Nice try. You failed that time.
Yeah, I did. So, it's okay,
so instructions, salt tank half full, it's in this, you know, mechanical room, unlocked, cool. So I'm like, all right, I go down there, I look, it's a quarter of the way full, I come back up, I grab 2 bags, okay?
Okay.
And I go back down, put them in, come back up to grab a 3rd bag, and the 2 filled it just, you know, probably at half, but I'm going to throw one more in just for good measure, right?
Uh-huh.
Guy is like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm delivering your salt. What are you do- why? What the f- what, where the fuck did you come from, first of all? Whoa. And he's like, why are you bringing more salt down? And, like, bitch-ass attitude. Just like...
like, why are you bringing
like,
more salt?
What the fuck are you doing on my property?
Like,
what the fuck are you doing all up in my grill piece, yo? Get the... like, get the fuck off me. And he's like, why are you bringing more salt down there? I'm like, because...
it's my job.
That's what I do. What? Are we even having a conversation here? Like, is this really happening right now? Because after the fucking mole tentacle sex, like, I'm a little freaked out, okay? So, I'm sorry if I'm a little fucking jumpy, but I have good reason to be. And he's like, well, why would you bring more salt if there's already salt down there? And I'm like, I brought two bet. The thing says to keep half full. I just... what? And he's like, well, why don't you just put the bags that are down there in there? And I'm like, there was no bags down there.
That's why
and at
I'm
this
bringing
point,
you salt.
At this point, he is talking to me like I'm totally fucking arguing with him. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's a conspiracy that I'm going to charge you for more shit than you're fucking using or some dumb shit like that. So I'm like, well, I apologize for that, sir, but I didn't see any salt. Maybe you could go down there and show me. So he's like, fucking sigh, fucking puffy puffy, because I'm a fucking 60-year-old adult, and that's how I communicate with other fucking adults. I go, so we fucking go down there, and I'm looking around like, okay, maybe I missed it. Maybe they got a different kind of salt that's not what we usually use, and that's what I'm looking for. You know, these certain color bags and shit. And I'm like, all right, maybe I fucked up. I'm tired as fuck, which we will get into
later.
Soon as I'm done with my three crazy fucking
right.
retards. So I go down there. He goes down there with me, and he's like, there, that right there. Why didn't you just put that in? And keep in mind, like, I'm not exaggerating his bitch-ass fucking attitude. Like,
okay.
Anything short of, what the fuck, you piece of shit, is his attitude towards me. And I'm like,
whoa,
you don't
dude.
Know me, dude. I'll fucking slit your throat and put you in this fucking salt tank. So what? Okay? I'm having a shitty fucking day. Do not fuck with me right now. In my head, right? Real
right,
world,
right.
I'm like,
got it.
Yes, sir. Suck your dick, sir. Anything else, sir? Wipe your ass, sir. Pat the balls, sir. Are they a little damp, sir? I've got some gold bonds, sir. Pat the balls. Right. Choke on the dick. Swallow
okay,
the semen.
Okay, we all do it.
Anything
we
else?
All do it.
Right. Take it in the ass. Anything else, sir? Great. So he points at these bags. He's like, that salt. Why didn't you put that salt in? And I'm like, because that's alfalfa pellets? He's pointing to these two big giant bags that say right on them,
alfalfa
pellets. I'm like, because that, you know what?
Do you want me to?
Do you
to?
Want that in there? Because
right.
I'll fucking do it. At this point, I don't give a shit. Do you want alfalfa in your fucking water? What? Are you cool, Flathead Valley? Jesus Christ. The
wow.
The fuck is wrong with you? Greatest part about it?
What?
No fucking apology. So now I have to go back up and get the other bag of salt that
right.
I was going to put in.
I just brought it down with me.
Well, no, so then he's like, well, it looks half full. And I'm like, that's because I just put in the two fucking bags of not alfalfa pellets, you old
right.
fucking retard. And he's like, well, why did you have another bag? And I'm like, well, I was just going to top it off for good measure. He's like, well, the note says to leave half full. How full does it look to you? I'm like, it looks a little under half. It looks about half. He's like, well, I'd say that's a little more than half. Then tell me it's enough. Have a nice day, sir, and go fuck yourself. Because,
well, they
holy
just put a
shit.
A line on it, like a marker or something.
I'm sorry, I left my fucking yardstick in my other
right.
pair of pants. You faggot fuck. And it just bitch ass attitude,
I'm sorry.
You know?
Wow.
And I didn't do nothing. Your alfalfa pellets, I could have put them in and you wouldn't have fucking known the difference. You
See, that's
fuck.
Something I enjoy about my job because I don't have to go out and suck up to the customers. Though, granted, I do have to suck up to my bosses, but I don't have to see the customers and say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, sorry, ma'am,
right.
Thank you, ma'am, blah, blah, blah. Like, I could look at my boss and be like, dude, what the fuck?
And that's why, like, besides the fact that as soon as I cut open my first salt bag, I have salt in my mouth all fucking day. Just salty, disgusting. I mean, it's not disgusting. But I just, I have the salty taste in my mouth all day, and that sucks. And then I get all fucking dusty, and then the spiders, which I'm not into, bees everywhere, because I'm in these little shitty fucking crawl spaces. I swear, they're like, hey, where is the most inconvenient place we could put this fucking thing? So whatever poor fuck has to come fill it up is gonna have a time to fucking do. And then that's where they put it. They're like, X marks the fucking spot. Put it 10 feet in the fucking air, hanging from two fucking dynamite wired in fucking trips, okay? Could you do that for me? So if I accidentally bump one, the whole fucking thing explodes.
So
why the fuck not?
How about your number three crazy person, please?
He's like, well, that's good. And I'm like, okay. Totally waiting for him to be like, I apologize for being a piece of shit and thinking that that was salt when in reality it was alfalfa. Fuck me. No, nothing. Just another. Like, you're still here? God, oh, dude. So, I...
You make that noise so
I hate
perfect.
It so
you must hear it
bad.
A lot.
My grandmother used to do it a lot, and it drove me fucking crazy.
Ugh.
Her and my grandpa, and they'd be in the fucking car, and all you'd hear, grandpa mumbling to himself, grandma, every like minute and a half. Like, I'm not pleased, but I'm not going to vocalize the fact that I'm not pleased. I'm going to sit here like a child and go... Like, you're waiting for someone to come up to you and be like,
what's wrong?
You seem unpleased. How can I make your day better?
Well, I think we all do that every once in a while, though. You do it sometimes.
I don't... When I'm making a point where...
No,
like, do I?
Yeah,
subconsciously, then, because I don't think I do it that much.
It is a subconscious thing. I do it, too, and you call me on it, too.
Give me an example. Yeah, because it bugs me, and I...
Well, I don't mean to do it, and, like, you'll do something, and I'm like, oh, man, and, like, I don't want to be like, dude, I don't want to fucking do this.
So you'll just be like...
It's just a subconscious thing, and you do it, too.
You want your dick sucked again? Like, well, not anymore.
Whatever. You're
no,
like, I'll take it.
Of course I do. Of course I fucking do.
Oh, my God. No, you do it.
Oh, I'm sure we all do it, but this was, like, above and beyond.
Beyond, just, like, just you don't
total,
need to be doing that, dude.
Total dick fuck move. So, yeah, and then, like I was saying, I start to leave, and I'm totally waiting for the apology or something. Nothing, just the, like, God, I hate my life. This whole situation was just a big old FML. So, third fucking crazy... I go to the gas station, right?
Wait, Red Fox says, Matt, go get tampons. Sigh. He actually did go get tampons the other day.
And did I sigh?
He did not sigh.
That's what he's talking about, I think.
You didn't sigh, though.
No, I didn't.
No.
But he's like, that would have been a time where I could have sighed to you. Shrug. Okay, I guess.
But you were totally like, dude, what kind? School? What?
I know, because I don't give a fuck.
I'm like, I got this. I'll take a picture of it and send it to you.
Because I'm a man.
What a man.
And
you were like,
yeah.
What a mighty good man. What a mighty good man. What a mighty good man. Okay, that's good.
Right. So, I'm in this gas station, right? And this lady looked like a pug, like her face. But on top of that, you know how pugs breathe that...
Like you breathe when you sleep?
Kinda. Like snoring, but in the daytime?
Yes.
She was doing that.
Like how fat people breathe.
Yeah, and she like was. She was a fatter person. So, I think she had a weird OCD problem. Usually, you know, if you go and you pay with your debit card or whatever, there's a thing that you can slide it yourself.
Uh-huh.
This gas station didn't have that one, so you have to hand her the card.
Ooh.
So she's like, this much or whatever, and I go to hand her the card, and she, like, doesn't have her hand out. Like, she did, but then she, like, kind of, like, pointed to the table, you know? Like, don't touch me, just set it on the table, and then I'll grab it off of the table. The whole time this is happening, she's... and I'm this was the last thing
screaming
that happened
inside.
And I'm translating that as the forever sigh, like, oh God, will someone please kill me? Oh, I fucking wanted to just punch her in the face, dude. And she's like this much, and I give her the card, and she's like, and I set it on the table. She gives me 2 seconds. It was like when you're at a stoplight and it changes, it doesn't go. As soon as one changes red, the other one doesn't go green. There's like a 2 second delay because people are fucking idiots. So it was like that. I set it down. 1,000. 2,000. Then she like slides it off of the counter, runs it. And then, like, I noticed this. So I, like, try... I'm like, I'm gonna touch her hand and just totally freak her the fuck out. Because I'm all dirty. I've got, like, salt and dirt all over me, right? Wow. So she, like, goes to hand it back. And right as I go to grab it, she drops it.
Nice!
Right on the table. Right on the desk. And I'm like, you fucking...
I bet you she's at home right now talking to her husband or whatever. Going, oh, my God.
There's the dirty...
almost.
And you know what?
Me.
You know what? Her husband is like...
That of
and she's like, oh my God, could you imagine sitting down to dinner with that?
No!
Just one long. How was your day? Sigh. It was another day. Paradise. Oh. Just disgusting.
That's so disgusting.
Like, hey, Kalispell, are you okay? Do you need more third place radio? I'm totally kidding. I love you, Tom. So
no, you don't.
No, I don't really. But real quick, before we talk about last night, live audience show
episode 250.
Be there, Kalispell, Montana,
September
25th.
25th.
09.
Back
you
of
guys,
the VF. Duh.
This is our very first live show. This, to us, is like what 300 was to KTG. This, to us, is like what a few weeks ago was to UID. Okay? This is our shining moment to be in front of you guys in person. I mean, we do it kind of in person with all these cameras and this technology, but this is like, you will feel the vibe that we are fucking just emitting. Just fucking bam!
I mean, like,
Kaboom!
When I watch Keith and the Girls live show in the chat, you know, I'm watching them and stuff, but I'm not there. And when I was at their live show...
Totally different.
I was there.
Totally different.
Dude, like, I could... they hear me laughing. Like,
yeah.
I am LOLing.
And you feed back about that and shit.
Exactly. And they vibe off of that. They're like, oh, man, everybody's getting into this. And
I would like
it's
to...
Awesome.
I have a few personal invitations I would like to give out over the air, and they will also be getting an email. But first of all, the newest... One of the two new additions to podcastgangbang.com... Basement Boys, they live in Idaho, in Lewiston, yeah, which is not that far from here. So I would like, I don't know if you guys are listening to this, but I'll email you guys. I would like it for you guys to come down and, you know, share in this with us and come hang out and, you know, be our roadies. Set up everything, take money, run the merch
table.
You are
bidding.
Yeah, you know, bring people drinks, bring the food, no. But I think it'd be cool if, because everyone else... that's in the PGB is like nowhere near here, but they're close enough to where you could actually make the trip without, you know, blowing a whole week of drive time,
right,
or whatever.
MDS says to give Cheezola
a shout. Oh, and that was
out.
The other invitation is to everyone we hung out with in New York. If you guys have any money left after KTG's 1,000th show,
which I'm really pissed that I'm not getting to go to. You know, I wasn't going to mention this, but maybe when I was all excited to go to the stand-up show, maybe Keith was like,
he could have told you, like, it was only going to be an hour.
Well, no, not at all. Like, I totally knew what that was, and it was fucking awesome. But, Keith, do me a solid next time and be like, hey, Matt, maybe you
want to
wait for our 1,000th episode, because that is going to be the off shit. The fucking chain, son. And I would have been like, whoa.
Okay.
At a resort, 3 days? No, I'd much rather stay at the fucking Tribeca Cosmopolitan for a whole fucking week with fucking three other fucking motherfuckers. Jesus Christ. I'm just saying, like, if I would have known that their 1,000th show was going to be at this resort and was going to be this huge fucking awesome thing, I would have waited and use my vacation on that and not the live show.
I could
still the stand-up thing. Fuck you, you could.
I could, but I won't go without you.
It's driving me crazy because, you know, like, when the cruise was happening, when they first announced it, like,
you're like, I'm going to that!
Well, no,
that
week, the very first week they announced it, I had my shit reserved because I got paid like 3 days after that, and I was like, dude, I am going to this. So that, like, and they talk about it, you know, every a few times per week, they'll mention it, or maybe at the end of the show, and every time they would mention it, I'm like, yeah, dude, fucking 5 more months, dude, and I'm totally going to be on that boat with Odie and Keith and Hemda and Newsy and everyone, fucking MDS, and it's going to be a fucking party and shit. And it was so great. And then it was like 2 more months, and it was like, man, next month. It was like, dude,
next week.
It's like, dude, we're on the fucking plane. I just dumped in my pants. This is so great. But now, it's like I hear this, and I'm like, motherfuck. And all I think about is just, fuck me. Fuck me. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, it was an amazing time. It was great. But this, I mean, 1,000 episodes, dude, that is fucking phenomenal, dude. That is huge. I can't, I'm bummed.
Big thing.
I'm bummed. I wish I could go, and I'm very jealous of all of you that are going.
Viola.
But
no way, I don't think V's going. I think V's going to Rome.
Oh, really? Well, V, Cheese, our newest couple,
our
KATG jam hole fucking couple. It would be cool if you guys made it down here. September 25th.
I already asked her about it. She said she couldn't. She's going to Rome.
Oh, word. Well, MDS says, Matt, you are wrong. The Poconos are lame fake mountains. New York is better. Well, then I don't feel so bad.
Okay.
But it would have been a lot cheaper.
It would have been cooler. And you know what? It would have been a lot more fun. In a resort?
We would have been at a resort.
A resort versus the Cosmopolitan Tribeca Hotel.
With
which
four
sucks
people.
Balls.
It would have been me and you, babe.
Me and you.
That was it.
That would have been so amazing.
Oh, fuck. So, yeah, I still, I just, congratulations, guys. That is fucking epic. That is phenomenally
huge.
That
is awesome.
And, you know, 250, we're like almost a fucking, well, we're a quarter of the way there.
Woo!
Once we hit 250.
But right.
I think, I don't know, I'm going to buy, now that I got paid and stuff, I'm going to buy Keith and the Girls 300th. The live show, because that was their first one, and I'm gonna buy it. I'm gonna fucking study that shit, and I'm gonna go through it with like a fine tooth comb, and I'll be like, this is what they could have done differently that would have made it perfect, and this is what they did that was awesome.
Right, this was a mistake, don't do that.
Right, yeah, exactly. And just see, like, maybe get an idea of what to expect, because I don't think it's gonna be anything like at Depot Park.
MBS says Danny would have stopped up the toilet either place.
That is a good point. Sorry, taking a hit of my fucking weed. That's another thing. Listening to you motherfuckers. It was funny at first. We're like, oh, we started it, the whole thing with like, oh, we're smoking salvia because salvia is legal, weed's not.
Yeah, I thought it was a joke.
Right, yeah, we're not really smoking salvia, guys. I mean, they're like, man, they can handle their shit. Damn. I can't smoke salvia and talk at all. Not at all. So, and that was cool, and we did that for a while. And then, because of all the news stories, we always read everything, because here in land of the buy one, get one free, you're allegedly guilty, but you're not guilty until you're proven guilty, but we'll still treat you like it and say, you know, this is your name and this is what you fucking did, you fucking weirdo. But, you know, you didn't do it. You allegedly did it. So we started using that. Like, we're allegedly smoking weed. We're allegedly smoking salvia. Whatever the fuck. Right. So now, do you know what kids are doing nowadays?
What?
Allegedly,
what?
A year ago in Canada.
In Canada?
Smoking what?
What?
Because fucking smartass, I don't know if he's still in the chat right now, fucking Capital Z, the stereo radiation guys, are lawyers, so he's like, this is how you do it. The year ago, because of the statute of limitations thing in Canada, because that's a whole nother fucking country, and then allegedly just for, you know, safe cause, just to have it in there. So all of their shows, that's what I'm hearing now,
allegedly
a year ago in Canada. And I think it was Josh, mainly Big Mouth Podcast, that really just fucking, dude,
stuck
that
out.
Horse is dead. You beat that mother. Oh my Christ. It was dead when you guys fucking dug it up out of the ground and started to just beat the holy hell out of it. Oh, fuck. So, and we got an email from 26, and he's like, you know, for a fucking podcast that doesn't give a fuck, because, you know,
I remember that.
I don't give a fuck. I do not give a fuck.
He's like, you guys sure use the word salvia and allegedly.
Yeah, and allegedly. So, you know what? Tonight, I am smoking weed,
marijuana,
the chronic, the bomb. I'm getting
the bomb.
Fucked up, son. Oh, man. So,
I'm going to grab a beer.
How about you grab a beer and then tell me why there is a video on my camera right now? What happened?
What do you mean, what happened? You were there. You're in it.
Fucking yeah, I was.
You're a star.
I was in it to win it. I was all up
You're
in it, dude.
You're co-starring in it.
Producing.
Yeah.
That was under the cinematographer credits. You'll see my name also.
Oh, man.
So what happened?
We had sex on camera.
We actually had coitus on a mini HD DVD.
We had intercourse. Wait, what'd you say outside?
Intersex.
He wanted to say internet, but needed sex in there
and
somewhere.
And intercourse, and that's what came out. I do that
a
lot.
You're such a nerd. When you go to say intercourse and you say intersex.
Well, and yeah, you guys know, if you listen to the show at the least bit, you'll know that I have way too many things all trying to come out at the same time. And sometimes they'll hitchhike. They'll be like, hey, where's that word going? I'm going this way. So yeah, that was fun. So coming from your point of view, like, what happened?
No.
Like, how did this whole thing transpire?
I've been trying to get you to fuck on camera for a while.
But that was like live camera, and you say that because you like to put up the front that you're just a bad motherfucker. And I remember a few times I was like, fucking turn that shit on, let's do it. And you're like,
Well, I got shy, but I got over that. I got over that. But I wanted to see myself doing it. I've only ever seen myself doing it like one other time.
This isn't even about letting other people see it.
I just want to see me doing it.
Then why were you like, let's stream it live?
Because it'd archive it and I could watch it.
What?
Because it would archive it and I could watch
that,
it.
That, you fucking liar. You want some attention.
That too. It's always nice. Fun. No, but when we videotaped it, it was really cool. And I was thinking to myself, you know, last time I watched myself have sex. It really wasn't all that great.
Well, who? Okay, who was the guy
I'm
that...
I'm not telling you.
It was Jake, wasn't it?
No.
No? Who was it?
Billy? Some other dude.
Was it Billy?
No.
Is his name Billy Goats Gruff?
No. No, but it was another
was
person.
Was it my brother?
No.
Oh, okay.
But he just wasn't all that great looking and...
Why are you dating ugly dudes?
Because they actually treat you the best.
What?
Ugly dudes treat you way good.
Oh, really good. So you're in it for, like, what do I get out of this? Not like, oh, he's good looking, see, like, and I'm actually attracted to him.
Well, you know, they're cute and stuff, but...
Do you even like me at all?
I love you.
Turn your camera that way.
Am I like...
Yeah, you're, like, in the corner. Jesus.
Well, because the mic's...
Well, why did you... Okay, whatever. So, continue. This is you still, buddy.
I'm
getting high smoking pot over here.
Marijuana?
Yes.
That's illegal.
Cannabis sativa.
That you can't do that.
I have a medical card.
That's illegal.
Shh.
No, but, I don't know. They were always really cute, and I found them attractive in the face and shit. They're just always kind of chunky, whatever. But so
not so much ugly, just mostly fat dudes.
Yeah,
got it.
And they do treat you better. I mean,
well, yeah, because they
don't really get the chance to be with a hot chick or whatever, and they get with a hot chick, and then they treat them like fucking royalty.
When did
dude.
They get with a hot chick?
When they got with me.
That was funny.
Better looking than what they're used to anyway.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Of course.
Okay, anyway, so I videotape myself
lowered
having sex. Stop it! I videotape myself having sex with said person, whatever.
Who was that?
Said person.
Didn't catch his name.
His name was said.
Said.
Last name person.
Wow.
Wow. Right. But, and I watched back and it just was not the coolest.
Really? What do you suppose
the
that...
The fat.
What was it?
The fat.
Right. Oh, right. Because they were... Okay, yeah.
And the little weenie.
And the...
You know who you are.
Oh, snap. Is he listening?
I don't
John?
Know.
John? That's amazing.
I'm sorry, John. I had to tell him.
Oh, dude. I'm sorry, man. Wow.
No.
No. You can't actually take a drink when I take
a drink.
Say that's
the same thing.
All right. We need to lay some ground rules here.
Do not drink when I drink, okay? You watch
check.
Me.
Check.
All right, okay.
And but, I'm only with you because you treat me good.
No, I love you. Because
I'm the best you can get.
But anyway, so we had sex on camera.
Fucking, yeah, we did.
And we were both talking about it. We're like, man, we've watched ourselves do this before.
Not
us together, but...
Right, but granted, I was a little heavier, perhaps.
Were you the guy in the last video?
But my dick got huge, huh?
But thing is we're talking about it, and we're like, you know, we've seen, you know, us do this with other people, and it really was not all that great. I wonder what it's going to be like with us.
You're like, fucking, but let's not stream it. Right away.
Yeah, let's record it first.
Let's practice.
And look at it.
Right. So.
And even just jokingly around, kind of like, you know, whatever, fucking around, fucking.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I shoved
it
the camera
still,
up her fucking vag.
It was
cool.
Still so fucking hot.
Fucking.
That when we were watching it on the couch.
We did.
We were watching it on the couch just to review.
Yeah!
He popped a boner again! And we started doing it again!
Booyah.
To us!
Right
doing
there.
It!
Right
because it was so hot!
That's how hot it was.
That was so hot.
So what are we going to do with it now? I feel like, probably not this copy, but maybe... I want to try... See, the battery was dead, and it was like a spur-of-the-moment thing, so I'm like, fuck, this has to be plugged in, because I was thinking...
Hold the camera!
Yeah, the Evrio's small enough, I could just like... hold it or fucking strap it to my fucking head or something, you know, and then, you know, have that like nice, maybe a little zoom in, a little zoom out, maybe a little sepia, perhaps a black and white scene here and there, you know, stuff like that. Maybe a little artsy fucking going on or something. No?
No, I don't want you paying more attention to the camera than you are to me.
It's either that or...
excuse me, face.
Oh, God, okay. It's either that or you have to have someone there doing it for you. You can't be... I don't know. You need more than one camera if it's just going to sit on the tripod. Like, that shit's got to be moving around. Because, I don't know. It's hard... Because then you keep looking at the camera. Like, I don't know how many of you guys have actually done this, but you have to, like, keep looking at the camera to make sure that you're in frame. Because sex, you know, you kind of, you lose
your
shit.
You meander around.
Yeah, you know, and we got a pretty decent-sized bed, so we're, like, rolling, you know, north, south, east, and west.
You're all standing up, and you can't see anything. All you see is, like, from my neck down, your
right,
legs.
And then, like, balls and shit every now and then. But, like, it's, I don't know, I figure if you could hold it, you know, you could have more control. But
well, let's charge the best, it up, and you hold it for
well,
one,
right.
And then we fuck again, and you set it there,
right.
And then you fuck again, and I hold it or whatever, and we fucking edit all that shit together.
Yeah, you can do that.
And I'll be badass.
I'm actually, me personally.
Right.
Kidding! That's no. She's got the fucking, your disgusting cigarette stuff. Bring that here, kitty. Kitty! Thank you. Smack that little bitch. So.
Got it.
Red Fox says you needed a sepia filter, fisheye lens, and a green screen. Okay, I'll work on that, bud. Oh, but. Personally, me, I'm still actually editing video from our trip to New York,
right,
3 months ago or whatever the fuck. So.
Well, this would actually sell.
You think?
You can make money off
would
of
people
it.
Buy the Jam Hole Sex Tapes Volume 1? Like, for reals? Because I remember people being like, yeah, dude, we'll buy an album of you rapping, sure.
And then,
and,
like,
I mean, we've sold a few, but not like
not as many
as, many
said
as
they
I
would
like. I mean, I made 10. Just to start off, just to, you know, have them. And we have dose left, and, you know, we gave a couple away to your friends.
One.
You probably stole some.
Right.
I know you have one in your truck. I got one in mine, because it's how I roll, you know. Fucking.
It's my album.
Love it. It's my album.
So,
how many of you guys are driving around fucking lip syncing to your own shit, huh? Who's doing that? I'm
so,
doing that.
Last night, though, was pretty fucking
hot. I just
hot.
Ripped a page out.
Don't do that.
That's the one I still haven't fucking done the show notes for yet.
You idiot.
I'm getting... Well, what were we doing yesterday? I tried.
Fucking.
I tried, and then we went and played Falf with John and a couple of his friends.
Uh-huh.
And then we came back.
And we got really
then
horny.
Huh?
We got really horny.
Really? And then we went and ate, didn't we? We hit up Famous Dave's. Was that another time?
What day is today?
I don't know. Wednesday.
Did I eat there yesterday?
Yeah, I think we might have. The day before yesterday? I'm lost.
I don't remember.
Point is, I was like, okay, we'll do this, and then I'll do the show notes. They're like, okay, but this is the last time we're fucking, and then I gotta do the show notes. And then I'll edit video, and then I'm going to bed.
And then we watched ourselves fucking.
And then we fucked, taped it, watched ourselves fucked, and then fucked again.
We're like, oh my god, it's so hot, it can't open.
That's so great.
Oh, but that just means it was that hot.
That's all it means.
It was hot.
So, I found, I'm gonna replace this couch, per se. And I want you guys, I found a sick fucking couch. I delivered to a couple furniture stores. Not like it was coffin and stuff, but it's beautiful. It's immaculate.
How much is it?
I can get this motherfucker.
No, tell me how much it is. Not I can get this
$2,300 bucks. Check this out, though. Bear with me. I'm totally kidding. $500. Boom. It's mine. All right? That's all I'm saying.
I'm listening.
Brand new couch that's not a fucking hide-a-bed. Fuck you! I have blankets and
Are you cool?
I'm anything but cool right now. Do you know how fucking frustrating this is? I've never even unfolding it. For all I know, there's a body in there.
Probably.
I don't fucking know. You don't fucking know.
Maybe that's where Brayden is.
Maybe. I have not seen him since. Fuck. How long has it been, guys?
Oh, shit. Almost a week and a half-ish.
Sorry. Couch is, like, kicking me off. Okay, hold up.
Oh, my God.
Play some elevator music, please. Are you kidding me? Oh, there's my pen.
Is Brayden in there?
Brayden!
Brayden!
Hello?
Hello? Are you done yet?
So this is what I deal with, okay?
It looks like you have a poo stain on your shorts.
Oh, yeah. You know what that is?
Is it poop?
It's poop. That's actually poop.
Oh, God.
No, because I remember picking off of my seat in my truck chocolate, and I was like, that's all over me, god damn it. So, and I couldn't see, right? So I tried to get as much of it as I thought was there. Does it really look like shit? You know how many people I saw today? They're like, oh, hey Matt, nice to see you. Fuck me, you couldn't have been like, hey Matt, you got some shit on your back. Really? Hey, thanks, bro. I appreciate the notion. You fuck.
It just makes it even better from that whole I pooped my pants earlier thing.
Have a nice day. By the way,
you shit your pants.
You got brown on you, mate. You got fucking brown on you. Unbelievable.
You mean red.
Brown. Because it's poop. Red would have been the actual quote.
Right.
Right. What's that from?
Shaun of the Dead.
Booyah! Booyah! That is why I love her. She's like a never-ending fucking box of just useless information. You don't know. You don't know what you're going to get. You know, speaking of, though, you were absolutely on the rag. Absolutely.
Oh, that video was great.
I had to get tampons for you, remember?
Right.
Was that Monday's show or Friday?
Monday.
It all blurs together. It's like one big episode. My life, one big episode of the Jam Hole.
Monday, you got tampons. And then we fucked last night on video, which we failed to mention earlier, that
it was a bloody mess. Did we tell you guys we fucked on video last night? Excuse my face. A little bit. We got it recorded. You're such an attention whore. I love it.
I said failed to mention that I was on the rag and it was bloody as hell.
Hey, guys. Key plot point. Her twat. Bleeding.
Your dick? Your dick?
Fucking.
Covered in red. Hey, you got a little red on you, mate.
Right, mate. Right. It was red. Totally forgot. Totally was spreading cheeks, and it's just like fucking rips. That's fucking so gross. Awesome. Awesome. We're fucking animals, dude. Fucking animals. And what did I do? Who's a man? This guy.
You.
Why?
You ate A-T-E.
A-E-I-G-H-T. Ate. Oh my
you
god.
You ate.
I chowed that box. Boom!
He did. Bloody mess at all. Hey, chowed on it.
New England clam
Do you
chowder.
Have an iron...
Is it the red or the white? It's the red.
Do you have an iron deficiency?
Not anymore. I'm good. That shit was like from fucking A to Zinc, dude. You got a Centrum twat. Just fucking boom.
All the vitamins you'll ever need, right?
I know. Here. I'm fucking golden grams.
All right. Anyway.
So we did have our question of the week. We sent that out to everyone in podcastgangbang.com.
Did you?
I think I did. I was really fucking high, so I might not have. High from the marijuana smoke. I believe they call it getting irie. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure. If not, info@thejamhole.com. Let me know and I will get that to you. But I'm pretty sure I did. So you guys have fun with that. And Red Fox, our loyal listener in the jamhole.com/live chat room, sent in his own. We don't usually do this, but we're going to give it a whack here. Give it a waxy.
What?
Waxy taxi. Would you rather get stuck in an elevator with 20 live hornets or get stuck in an elevator with someone who just shat themselves with nasty diarrhea?
I would rather do the diarrhea.
Probably also me too.
I'm afraid of bugs.
Done. Yeah. That's so awesome. Like, just this little fucking insect, and we're like, we'll take the nasty shit.
Yeah, no.
We'll take the disgusting poop.
Yeah, exactly.
Every fucking time. I did that the other day, too. Wasn't it? We were at Lawrence Park. We were falfing, right?
You did.
And we came back, and I was, oh my fucking
there
god.
There is a bug of some sort in the car. He saw it and rolled out the window. Ah! Get out of the car! And like rolled it back up and just sat in the car like, okay.
I fucking freaked.
I'm good now.
I apologize for that. And the craziest thing about it was there was like a bunch of people just chilling in the park. Yeah. And all of a sudden you just hear this. Ah! Ah! Just like, oh, my throat's kind of sore now. But it was like this high-pitched fucking whining scream. Please don't stick me! Oh, God!
Oh, fun my God. Stuff. That's so great. I hate bugs. So, yeah, I'd have to go with poop.
Yeah, poop every time for sure.
Poop. No bugs.
So, thejamhole.com/donate. I will match your $250 with my own $250, and you get the fucking Jamhole brand new couch. And if you guys could find a place that does, like, custom couch covers and shit, we want a fucking big old Jamhole logo couch cover. So just
that would be super cool.
That would be super fucking awesome, sweet shit, dude. So email info@thejamhole.com when that is done. And appreciate it. So.
That'll never happen.
You know what a Ponzi scheme is?
No.
Let me tell you something. After I take a drink of this unnamed cola that hasn't sponsored us yet. But once they do, I will tell you what it is. It's kind of delish, by the way.
So you got a kiss of cherry flavored whatever.
Yeah, sit up.
Excuse
my face. A kiss
of cherry flavored.
Oh, fantastic. Greed can make people do silly things, like believe they can cheat odds or gain incredible return on the investments, even though the whole world is in financial crisis. Make you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who... Fuck! I know that! I fucking know that.
What are you staring at?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, the only Son, our Lord, conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. And to sit at the right hand of God, our Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, right? And it just goes like that forever. You know what that was like for me?
I am so sorry. We did not have schools like that
in
Florida.
We did.
I'm sorry.
We did. Pong the Gong says, is it weed cola? Absolutely.
Yes. It is.
Very
You're
well
right.
done. Tonight's show brought to you by weed cola and a lot of pot.
Right.
So, greed. Bad news bears. We tend to forget that if it sounds too good to be true,
it's gotta be.
It is, probably, most likely. America's been home to some of the most large-scale Ponzi schemes in history. Religion, one of them, I would say. Orchestrated by crafty con artists who continue to bring down gullible fucking retards with ridiculous fucking promises.
Right.
Ponzi schemes acquired their name from the notorious Carlo Charles Ponzi, who was one of the first to scam people by making promises of extraordinary returns on investment. Like, you're just... You give me... How much do you need?
We need $500 for a couch, right? Okay,
right.
Check this shit out. You give me $500, and in 4 days, I'll give you $5 million.
Fucking A.
Booyah.
Yeah. Can I get that written, please, in contract?
Right, yeah, sure, absolutely. Do you want that, like, printed out or handwritten, or just, like, back in the old days, we'll just... I watched Deadwood. I know what's up. No? Oh, I'm reading more. Right.
Right.
But that's... They, and people are like, okay! Yeah. After I get back from church, okay? Because I have to thank God for making me retarded.
Can we go to Skull Church?
I saw those weird motherfuckers today.
Did you?
I was driving by, and like, there's a bunch of kids in black t-shirts.
All gothed out.
No, no, just black t-shirts, no. Jeans, and on the back it said security, and it had the little fucking,
the
you
skull.
Guys ripped off the Skull Candy fucking logo for Skull Candy headphones, you fucking assholes.
It's just
but, hey,
a tiny bit different.
We can do it because we're church. And
right.
That's A-OK.
Right.
In God's eyes.
Right.
Right. And
but so you
God.
Saw them, huh?
Yeah, well, just a few of them. And they
I
just
really,
have black
really,
shirts,
really,
white
really
letters.
Really want to go there.
Security.
I really do want to go there, though. I want to go there and talk to that guy. For sure.
What would you say to him? Pretend I'm that guy. Let's do it right now. Round one, fight.
What is Skull Church?
It's a church.
What do you teach?
Excuse me.
Sorry.
The devil is strong with you. I can sense.
I'm glad you're aware of that.
No, a Skull Church is just a church. We're hip. We're cool. Skulls, they're cool. Skull Candy headphones, awesome product.
I own a pair.
You may recognize their logo because
right.
We totally ripped it off. But yeah, we're just here to worship the Lord. We're here to praise God on the highest. We're here to get the highest.
But I've also heard that you don't believe in religion yourself.
I believe in religion. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And
but
Jesus
I was told
Christ
that you don't believe in Christianity.
Lord,
but you teach Christianity.
Conceived by the Holy Ghost.
I want to talk to
the
this
Virgin
guy,
Mary,
not you.
Suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died.
Ah!
Death.
Meth!
The third day he rose again from the dead, sitteth at the right hand of God. Whoa, Bill. Don't you dare. I'll be so on that ass.
I like how it snaps you right back into reality. You're like, dang, what?
Like
space that. Bar,
that's
what?
That's going to kind of bug me right now. Hold on.
What?
Talk.
What do you want me to say? What are you looking up?
Nothing.
No, I'm curious.
All
are
right,
you looking
are you
up
ready?
A Skull Church logo? What?
Are you ready?
Oh, no, you're looking up that fucking verse,
what's
aren't you?
What's it called?
I don't know. I don't do
called?
The Bible shit.
What's it called? The Apostles' Creed.
The Bible?
Can you lay down just like a...
No. You're not going to rap to the Bible. Really?
I could do it in Latin. Credo in Deum Patrum Omnipotentium Creatorium Caliatoriae. Hey, and the sum Christum filium yas unicum dominum nostrum qui conceptios. I could do this all night. Sorry.
Please
I
don't.
I believe in God the Father Almighty. Oh, I had it a little mixed up. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Fucking amen. Can we start off every episode with that?
No.
No?
Never.
Okay.
Please, no.
Sorry.
You do that, I will break up with you.
Really?
Yes.
So that's what it'll take, huh?
Yeah, the whole Christianity Bible thumper crap.
Yeah, I don't think
it.
You're going to leave me. I think we're good, huh?
We're good as long
we're
as you
golden.
Don't ever recite that
we're
shit again.
We're awesome. I will never do that again.
Thank you.
I promise.
You better.
We're awesome. Like, for reals.
For real.
For reals.
For real.
Faux life, sucker.
I didn't get that shit tattooed on my back for no reason.
I know, right?
Right.
Did you show them that yet?
No.
She's got a tramp stamp with my fucking initials just like, boom! right, so people are getting fucking scammed the fuck out of. These are some of the more awesome ones. Obviously, Charles Ponzi invented it, made millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, of course. Number four is Lou Pearlman. He was manager of popular boy bands such as Backstreet Boys, O-Town, Take Five, NSYNC. Huh? Perhaps you are familiar with some of their work. Perhaps not.
Whatever happened to
any of them?
The new kids on the block.
They died of HIV overdose.
I bet they did.
Right. Okay. Gay anal sex overdose. Too much gay sex in one night, dude. It will kill you.
Lance Bass, wasn't he? In there?
He's way,
totally gay.
Way dead. Or gay.
No, he's gay. Not right. Dead yet.
Same thing, but yeah.
Probably
right.
Has HIV turning into AIDS.
Right.
Yes.
Lou Pearlman was sentenced to 25 years in federal pound me in the ass prison for running a Ponzi scheme that lasted over
20 years.
Unfucking believable. You were fooling the fuck out of retards for 20 years. Like,
nice.
That's
kudos.
A good chunk of your life, dude. Like, good job. You can retire now, actually.
Yeah.
From all that fucking money you made scamming the holy fuck out of idiots. But I kind of always thought, like, those people. Remember a while ago there was Miss Cleo? Hey, ma, Miss Cleo, call me up, boy. Come on out, child. Miss Cleo,
I hated
boy.
That chick.
She scammed people out of a bunch of money and got sued or something, but had to give the money back or went to jail or some shit. I always thought that if you, being the person with the money initially, if you were dumb enough to fall for that, then good on...
You deserve to get your money taken.
Exactly. Good on her for, you know, doing something. What the fuck are you doing? You fucking idiot. Like, I am
calling Miss Galeo.
Hey, boy. I tell you what's going to happen.
Oh.
Why else would I be talking with this silly accent?
Of course I can tell your future.
Lot of miles.
Lot of miles.
Lot of miles. The investors are cheating banks and investors of over $300 million.
Dollars.
Yeah. Many of his victims were elderly people.
Of course.
Like, they're really? Are you bringing it with you?
They don't care.
Heaven's got a cover charge. 2-drink
like,
minimum.
I'm old. Like, I'm going to go play with this stuff.
I'm going to go buy another fucking hover round. Red Fox says, does he have blue eyes? Probably.
Nice. Yes. Nice callback.
That's awesome. The investors were enticed into investing in Transcontinental Airlines Travel Services Incorporated. The more names it has, like, the more legit it is.
Right.
It's actually too legit to quit because it has like eight
so
fucking
the Cosmopolitan
names.
Tribeca.
The five-star Cosmopolitan. That's a joke because five stars actually in the name.
We were
not,
like, wow, that sounds so cool. It's not.
Not how many stars
no.
It actually has.
No.
You fucking asshole.
In Cosmopolitan and Tribeca. Sound good.
Yeah.
Lavishly.
They sound nice.
Yeah, no.
People, I've heard three.
There's a screen in the window.
Excuse me. I've heard three different rappers use those words in songs.
Oh, yeah.
That's how cool it's getting.
The Slim Shady Mega Rib Chip.
Sweatshop.
Whoa.
Are you bumping
I
that stuff?
Did.
Are we still recording?
Yes.
High five. Virtual.
Yeah.
So, these companies only existed on paper, of course. They're part of a pyramid scheme that had been running for years. Pearlman had fabricated financial statements from a phony accounting from Cohen and Siegel to secure bank loans. The U.S. District Judge gave Pearlman the chance to cut his prison time by offering to reduce the sentence by 1 month for every $1 million he helps a bankruptcy trustee recover. You should call him up and be like, I need a mill.
I should.
Actually.
I really should.
And then number three, Nicholas Cosmo. Cosmopolitan Tribeca.
We should talk to that guy about the hotel.
The CEO of investment firm Agape World Inc. was recently arrested on mail fraud charges. Because he's a dude. No, wait, because it goes through the postal service. Got it. Over 1,500 investors are believed to have lost more than $370 million through Agape World. That is amazing. Like, you guys are losing more money than probably a good 50 to 60% of the U.S. will ever fucking see. Like, you're not even going to get anywhere close to that. And they're just like,
done. Here you go.
Unfucking believable, dude.
Let me have it. I don't need it.
That blows my fucking mind. That is so much money.
Right? I wish I was that guy.
And you're just, no, because you're
actually in jail.
Right.
I wish I was that guy not being caught.
Yeah, exactly. Using superior methods of persuasion, Nicholas Cosmo promised returns of 48% to 80% a year, and investors, of course, paid the minimum $20,000 for high-yield private bridge loans. Like, this is the good shit. That's the ground beef. This USDA fucking a dime, titties, ass, brains, the whole damn thing. Just bam!
USDA choice beef.
Fucking A, dude. And then, so they all got fucked out of all their money. People probably jumped out of windows, killed themselves. Families lay in ruin, just completely destroyed. Number two, Reed Elliott Slatkin, co-founder of Earthlink, an ISP company. He cheated.
Heard of that.
Yeah. We're getting a little more recent, a little more dollar amount.
Yeah.
A lot more, actually. Reed Elliott Slatkin cheated investors of over $600 million.
Wow, okay, we're getting close.
Like, really? $600 million. He was an ordained Scientology minister. Really? And many of his victims were members of the Church of Scientology. Well, in that case, I guess that's fine. Yeah. If you're robbing money from them, that's like, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul, or how's that saying go?
That's how
jerking
it goes.
My dick off to come in my other hand. Something like that. including many Hollywood celebrities, of course, because all those fucking retards are in on that shit. American Greed at its finest, Slatkin had raised approximately $593 million since 1986 from over 500 wealthy investors. He manufactured fake statements to show his investments were overseas. In the fictitious NAA financial brokerage firm, creditor claims were approximately $255 million. He funneled most of the money to the Church of Scientology and their related entities. They probably own just massive amounts of just, like, straight-up laundering service. Like, we do laundry.
Bong the Gong says, robbing Jesus to pay God.
That's what... Thank you, Bong the Gong, Mr. Gong, thank you.
Yeah.
Is that a weed smoking bong or a tobacco smoking bong?
Bong the Gong.
You look tired.
I am tired.
Too. So we'll finish this up and then we'll probably get the fuck out of here. Maybe I'll read one story or something.
Fuck my life.
Oh no, I'm tired, but not for fuck my life.
I really like fuck my
life. I know you do. He got fucking guilty to mail fraud, money laundering, obstruction of justice, and was sentenced to 14 years in federal prison.
Oh,
and then the last one real quick is Bernard Madoff, of course, responsible for possibly the biggest fraud in Wall Street history. At his June 29th, 2009, Madoff will face a possible life sentence in prison. And up to $170 $1 billion of restitution. Madoff had begun his Ponzi scheme sometime in the early 90s. From the beginning of the scheme, he admits to never invested any of his clients' money. Instead, he deposited money into his business account at Chase Bank in Manhattan. He admitted to... Oh, that came up a little bit.
Are you okay?
Okay, now I'm good. Excuse me, I'm a disgusting pig today. See, it's all that salt, dude. I breathe that shit in all fucking day, and it just... disgusting, dude. Booger babies, totally hard. Admitted to false trading activities masked by foreign funders and false SEC filings, whatever the fuck that means. He was paying clients through the Chase business account, claiming the profits were the result of his own unique split strike conversion strategy.
What?
You're just, like, making up shit. Like, hey, where did all this money come from? That was from my super califragilistic, dopely doliocious fucking super strike conversion factor 5, 9, or 3. Ah, oh, fuck. I'm going to jail, huh? Federal pound me in the ass prison. Bong the Gong says it's a sound effect of hitting a gong. Oh, right, like a bong, douche. Not douche. Then it would have said douche the gong.
Bong, bong, okay, bong, bong, whatever.
Bong. Okay. So, yeah, and that is it. That sucks for all the people that lost money. My condolences. And it all started with one very entrepreneurial man, Charles Ponzi.
Mm.
Congratulations, you thieving, conniving cunts.
Mm.
All right.
Fuck my life.
Doofy, fuck my life, and then we're getting the fuck out. Start fucking shortening these shows a little bit. Get them right in the sweet spot.
Or at least when we're tired.
Just when it's late like this, yeah.
Right.
I ain't got no qualms with doing a 2-hour show, son. I don't give a fuck. Today, I went commando because it's 98 fucking degrees in
nice.
Here. It's so nice in here now.
Oh, God.
They got the AC.
Air conditioner.
Fuck yeah, dude. It has been so...
It's cold out there.
You shut your fucking mouth. You are never... Oh, God, it's so cold out
here.
It's perfect
in here.
Oh, God, it's so hot. Oh, brr,
hey,
I'm so cold. Oh, my God, I'm sweating. It's so hot.
It is perfect in here.
Right now, it is.
Right now.
Right.
But out there, it's cold.
Perfect. No, actually, you're mistaken. It's perfect out there. In here, a little warm. I could do with a little less heat.
It's perfect in here.
Okay. So, and sweaty boxers are a pain, right? Commando,
right.
Because it's 98 degrees, speaking of boy bands and whatnot, and sweaty boxers are a pain. While walking to class at UT, I heard a girl laugh behind me. I turned and flashed a quick smile and kept walking. It turns out I had sweat through my khakis, and she totally could see my crack. Texas weather sucks, fuck
nice.
My life.
Nice.
Oh, crack. Today, my best friend was caught by her mom while drawing a somewhat homoerotic picture.
All right.
Lesbian clam diving. Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. She was careful to suddenly mention that she only did it because I have a fetish for homosexual relationships, you fucking bitch. Fuck my life. Today, my friend told me that he was having a Scrabble tournament at his house with a bunch of our friends. I told my dad about the tournament, and he gave me a special Scrabble dictionary to bring. Hesitantly, I brought the dictionary. As I walked in, everyone was playing beer pong. Fuck
Aww.
My life. You're just like, hey, guys, I'm ready to play Scrabble. Oh,
Aww.
You're going to give me a wedgie, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus God, I don't know. So dry here. So dry.
Oh, God.
Just have...
Wow.
That's for me tomorrow when I have headphones on. And I'm just like, God, that is so fucking hot. All right.
Oh,
a few more here. Today, at my job in Chemist, I had a customer ask me which acne cream I would recommend. I use just water.
Whatever, dude.
I flush it 3 times unless I shower. Then I use Noxzema shit. But that is
That's
once
not
a
even
fucking
Noxzema.
Week. What is it?
Clean and clear.
Clean and clear. Once a fucking
week.
You
buy the sensitive skin bullshit.
That's right, because I'm sensitive. I'm a man, but I have
feelings.
What
are all those marks all over your forehead and the side
those
of your face?
Those are fucking mosquito bites, you motherfuck. Thank you for that. You know what? Fuck your life and fuck this. I'm going to rape your face tonight. I'm not even kidding. Today I was running with my sister's dog. It had the brilliant idea of shooting between my legs. And I immediately face planted on the cement. Face planted. Excuse my face. I now have a swollen nose and cuts all over my body. I'm a grown man who does martial arts. And I got beat up by a dog the size of a baby. Fuck my life.
Oh, that is so amazing. Bum, 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 bum. You're teaching like little kids how to do karate and shit. And they're like, why is your face all messed up? And he's like, oh, my dog.
Have you ever...
Like, what kind of dog? Oh, it's a chihuahua.
The dead kind.
Yeah, the dead kind.
You fucking dog. I hate dogs. I had to deal with so many today. And, like, there's this one, and I got to bring the salt all the way downstairs, which is fine, whatever. Old lady, right, that owns the house. Totally nice, awesome. For being an old lady, she just stays in her house and is just chill. You know, she just kicks it. Her fucking daughter, which it would probably be about 35, 40, 45, you know, getting up there because they're old. Mm-hmm. Just fat, shoes off, no socks, disgusting. Take care of your feet, you pig. Just nasty fucking nails and just disgusting dogs barking. Oh, I remember this place, and she wasn't there the last couple times I was there, which is why it's like, you must have lost your fucking job at Teletech, you fucking fat slob cunt whore. And you're like, hey mom, I need to come move in with you, even though I'm fucking 43, divorced 3 fucking times, and I have like 8 kids, but you know, I gotta do what I gotta do, right? I got fired. No one can find a fucking job. Has the bottom of the stairs blocked off totally by this huge fucking TV box, right? So I'm like, okay, I'll move it.
Moved.
But then she's like, oh, don't let my dogs out. Uh-huh. And there's like two of these just little yappy fucking pug dogs just... And she's coming down the stairs like huffing like... And I got, you know, fucking 80 pounds of salt on my fucking... shoulder, and then another 40 in my fucking hand, trying to move it with my foot, and just, it stunk so bad. Like, I bet your mom doesn't even know that you have dogs down there, let alone that they're shitting all over the fucking place, and guess who's not actually cleaning it up? Nobody.
That sucks.
Nobody's cleaning it up.
That sucks.
That is disgusting.
I don't like little dogs like that. I don't like people who don't take care of their dogs either.
Or themselves. Like, I can shower even once every couple weeks, and I would not get that disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, you are disgusting because you have evil, nasty, disgusting shit inside of you that is trying to just ooze its way out of your boils and your pussy scars and your disgusting tears, just like semen and stanky, ranky, nasty.
All right,
fucking.
You know what?
Blah!
Okay.
We'll see you guys Friday. TheJamHole.com.
Last summer was a fresh new start. Backpacked across Europe to visit Hogwarts. Twist my wand at Geo to get in the building. Looking for you with my erection building. Harry Potter, you're my favorite boy. I got you a present at erototoys.com. The hot new sound is called Wizard Rock. I'm on the prowl for that wizard cop. Have you seen me who must not be named? Well, that's me, cause I'm a closet gay. I'm getting nervous, I don't understand why in the last movie you held Hermione's hand. Harry Potter, you're my favorite boy. I got you a present at erototoys.com. The hot new sound is called Wizard Rock. I'm on the prowl for that wizard cock. They found me out, the name's Voldemort. In 15 days I have have to go to court. No one told me that it was wrong to have a young boy suck my cock. Harry Potter, you're my favorite boy. I got you a present at erototoys.com. The hottest sound is called Wizard Rock. I'm on the prowl for that wizard cock.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.